Aspen. It is 4 days before Christmas at 2 in the afternoon. I'm sitting in the back of a pitch-black limousine parked in front of a nondescript brownstone off Fifth Avenue, trying to read an article about Donald Trump in the new issue of Fame magazine. Jeanette wants me to come in with her, but I say, forget it. She has a black eye from last night, since I had to coerce her over dinner at Il Marlboro to even consider doing this. Then, after a more forceful discussion at my apartment, she consented. Jeanette's dilemma lies outside my definition of guilt, and I had told her, truthfully, over dinner, that it was very hard for me to express concern for her that I don't feel. During the entire drive from my place on the Upper West Side, she's been sobbing. The only clear, identifiable emotion coming from her is desperation, and maybe longing. And though I successfully ignore her for most of the ride, I finally have to tell her, listen, I've already taken 2 Xanax this morning, so you're incapable of, like, upsetting me. Now, as she stumbles out of the limo onto the frozen pavement, I mumble, it's for the best, and offering consolation, don't take it so seriously. The driver, whose name I've forgotten, leads her into the brownstone and gives a last regretful look back. I sigh and wave her off. She's still wearing, from last night, a leopard print cotton Balmacon coat with wool chalice lining over a wool crepe shirtless dress by Bill Blass. Bigfoot was interviewed on the Patty Winter Show this morning, and to my shock I found him surprisingly articulate and charming. The glass I'm drinking absolute vodka from is finished. I'm very suntanned compared to Jeanette. The driver comes out of the building, gives me thumbs up, carefully pulls the limousine away from the curb, and begins the trek to JFK Airport, where my flight to Aspen leaves in 90 minutes. When I get back in January, Jeanette will be out of the country. I relight a cigar, search for an ashtray. There's a church on the corner of the street. Who cares? This is, I think, the 5th child I've had aborted, the 3rd I haven't aborted myself, a useless statistic, I admit. The wind outside the limousine is brisk and cold, and the rain hits the darkened windows in rhythmic waves, mimicking Jeanette's probable weeping on the operating room, dizzy from the anesthesia, thinking about a memory from her past, a moment where the world was perfect. I resist the impulse to start cackling hysterically. At the airport, I instruct the chauffeur to stop by F.A.O. Schwartz before picking Jeanette up, and purchase the following, a doll, a rattle, a teething ring, a white Gund polar bear, and have them sitting in the back seat for her unwrapped. Jeanette should be okay. She has her whole life in front of her. That is, if she doesn't run into me. Besides, this girl's favorite movie is Pretty in Pink, and she thinks Sting is cool. So what is happening to her is, like, not totally undeserved, and one shouldn't feel bad for her. This is no time for the innocent.